بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you jazaya khair and give you barakat in your life and your families and give you sa'adat darain, that is the success in both worlds. After a long period of about 3 months, a gathering of Muslim sisters has taken place in the name of reviving Iman, connection with the Sunnat of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Amal of Deen and the Fikr of Deen. And whatever number of you have taken the bold step for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come close to the talk of Deen, Allah ta'ala alone knows the reward that He will give you. At the same time, every other person that will get himmat, that will get courage and be enlightened, and they get targhib, that now they must also go back to the talk of Deen, go back to the ta'lim of Deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward. Many, many things are synonymous with masturat and synonymous with ladies. Among the things, there are certain words, and one of these words is a word called beauty. Every person in their own way is aiming to be beautiful, remain beautiful, and with the vicissitudes of time, they are trying to preserve beauty. That is why one of the billion-dollar industries in the world is a beauty industry. There is no doubt about this. However, the beauty of the face and the body, the clothes and the home, the vehicles and surroundings, these are beauties that are fleeting beauties, in the sense that when the time comes, then their beauty cannot last. Rubble and broken down concrete is the outcome of beautiful homes. Go and ask those people in the demolishing business. Rags and cloths and vaslaps, they are the outcome of beautiful clothes. Once upon a time, it was a bride's outfit. Once upon a time, it was a velvet suit. Once upon a time, it was an embroidered cloak. But with the passing of time, now that becomes rags. And beautiful food, the outcome of it is waste matter. So all things of beauty, kullu man alayha fan, everything will be destroyed, everything will come to an end, everything is temporary, and it will meet its last day. Those beauties will come to an end. However, when a person magnifies the word beauty, in Arabic you say husn, jamal, in Urdu khubsurti. When we take the subject of beauty in a more vast sense, and it is magnified, then we can understand that beauty can be understood as a mother that is beautiful, as a wife that is beautiful, as a daughter that is beautiful to her parents, as a sister that is beautiful to her brother. And there again I'm emphasizing, I'm not talking of the physical beauty. This beauty is that in proportion to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sphere, in that department, that we will take our daughterhood, our motherhood, our sisterhood, our wifehood, and we will take the deen and the directives of deen life in these particular subjects, then accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us their beauties. So when a person is aiming to be beautiful, there is no harm in that. But what is wanted is that now we beautify these aspects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the woman around the messenger, Azwaj Mutahharat, our mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahabiyat, these are the women of the Sahaba, the ladies who accepted and saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Nabuwat. They are the example of beauty, and they are the example of hallmark, yardstick and goal. In this particular world, respected sisters, you will get many, many roads, many, many avenues, and you will find many, many nooks and crannies, all giving direction that this is what you should employ, this is what you should take on, this is what you should be doing. But the road or tariq al-mustaqim and the sirat al-mustaqim and the road that is the right road is the road of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, every road will have its glitter. It will have its glamour. It will have its invitation. And the heart being gullible, the heart being desirous, it will want to go into different avenues. But alas, how many a person thought there was a shortcut or there was an alternate route and the tires got punctured, or the engine got seized, and then they realized the folly and mistake. In the path of life, as a bandi, as a slave girl and servant of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, I have to make the right decision. And every day, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with the right decision. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh my Allah, keep me on the right path. Keep me on the right road. Keep me in the right direction. So this right road and this direction, each and every one of us should make a decision in the light of the verse of the Quran-e-Kareem, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right until the last day, till we leave this world. That is why the dua goes, اللهم بارك لنا في الموت, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. O Allah, bless us at the time of death and bless us after our death. So each and every one of us should be living our lives, that last moment must be full of barakat. That last moment must not be a time that we seize the companionship of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the servitude of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Our target must be there. Now coming back to the fact that I have to be a beautiful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there again, I'm emphasizing, this is not about beauty products. These are not about natural products that come in tubes and come in little containers. spears and come with spars, etc. This is not the beauty that we are talking about. If somebody wants to keep fresh, if somebody wants to, look after themselves, that is in the Shariat to look after yourself. There's no doubt about it. But the beauty of being the beautiful slave girl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a separate beauty. And this particular beauty is such that if you're a young girl, you can get this. If you're a rich person, you can also get it. You're not so wealthy, you can also get it. In this world, sometimes you get a person got phenomenal beauty. And sometimes a person got average beauty. The one that got phenomenal beauty wants to even make more beautiful. Who got average beauty wants to make herself more beautiful. But the competition is on. And eventually, nobody gets their goal. Because wrinkles and age catches up. But in the beauty of being the slave girl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the bandi of Allah, to be the one that is in servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, respected sisters, you can be any person. Inna Allaha la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum. Inna Allaha la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa amwalikum. Walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Allah does not look at your face and your wealth, but Allah looks at your heart and your a'mals. How beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah looks at our a'mals and our heart. And in this world, they look at your wealth and your face. This is a thing that you know and I know. Respected sisters, our energies should be channeled in attaining the beauty of servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What my Allah wants from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. If you take the example of a general, the king in this world, command to his subjects, but the command will be that how he of his subjects. He is passing command to his subjects that how they can respect him so that he can remain the king. Presidents of this world remain presidents because they play the game with the citizens. Otherwise, if he does not play the game with the citizens, take away the pension of the old people, take away the education for the children, likewise all other things, in the next election, they say there is no selection. So every king in this world and every prime minister, whoever he is, they are playing the game for their own benefit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is so beautiful, so wonderful, so amazing, so magnanimous, so super, Allahu Akbar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us and guides us and rears us with no benefit intended. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a giver of benefit. Allah is the giver, we are the taker. Nobody can give benefit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If today every person overport at 1 o'clock going to sajda is not going to raise the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. And if every person, na'udhu billah, turns renegade and murtad and say, now instead of worshipping Allah, we will give our time to some rocks and stones, na'udhu billah, then it would not bring the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1 degree or even an iota. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is loving us. Allah ta'ala is taking care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us in a direction that's going to benefit us. But that we have to understand this. As much as we get frustrated with a child and a youngster, the behavior of adults is also the same. You want to give the child the kulunju seeds or kulunju oil, but the child is running around the table. You're going upstairs, he's coming downstairs. You want to give him the teaspoon of honey with ginger inside. But he's not understanding that my mother wants to do good for me. And so he runs away from that. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands are so sweet. Allah ta'ala's commands are so nourishing. Allah ta'ala's directives in the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so intriguing. It is so beneficial. It is so nourishing and energetic. But because, like the child does not understand his mother, we do not understand our Creator. And so you find that a person is now becoming averse to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having a negative reaction on us. That why this command, why that command, if it could be like this, if it could be like that, why so much, why not so little, why so little, not so much, why this for men, why that for women, and so on and so on. But respected sisters, if we place in perspective what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, then this question of questioning Allah will never ever feature. Like one person said very, very beautifully, 'tis not for you to ask what and why. 'Tis not for you to ask what and why. 'Tis for you to do and die. So that questioning that exists in the mind is that we have not appreciated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we are the readers of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, for certain amount of years. We are reciters of the kalima. However, what is my yaqeen with regards to subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I in connection with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time? Respected sisters, when it comes to servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be that of humbleness. The relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be of tawazu. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be of inkisari. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be that I am nothing and Allah jalla jalaluhu is everything. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be of abdiyat. The relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be of servitude. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be that I give myself in. And when I give myself in, then like the Quran speaks, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. I should not have any reservations when I hand myself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person giving the zakat, 2.5% exactly. But in that heart it's saying, hey, for what I must give this thing, man? This thing could have sorted out my next project. Or this thing could have updated my next outfit, etc., etc. Reservation in the command, reservation in the teaching of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any reservations. So when a person now hands that heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain features. Like a commodity that is bought has certain features in it. You have bought a knife. Now the knife, you paid whatever amount for it. Now you come home and you cut apples with it. The storekeeper has got no choice about what you use it for. You wish to cube your chicken fillets, you can go ahead and do that. You wish to take that knife and use it for butter, you are welcome to do that. Likewise, any other task and chore that you want to accomplish with that particular knife will not be the prerogative of the storekeeper to instruct you what to do with it. Yes, he can merely say, look after the knife, keep it sharp, etc. But you will find that how you want to use it, it is in your prerogative now. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a contract in the Quran or a deal in the Quran. Inna Allah ashtara, inna Allah ashtara min al mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, faqad ishtaraytu, inna Allah ashtara minal mu'minina anfusahum. Allah has purchased from the believers what? Their lives and their wealth. Bi anna lahumul jannah. In exchange of jannat. Like you will exchange wealth for the knife. In exchange of jannat, Allah Ta'ala has purchased our life and purchased our wealth. Now this does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the knife belongs to you after purchasing it, and the storekeeper or the one that packed it into the plastic bag or paper bag cannot have any influence on how you use it. Likewise, when we have sold our life and sold our wealth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange of jannat, we cannot have a call upon that now. Now we have to do what Allah ta'ala wants us to do. So now we are speaking about the qualities of the heart that is in attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that is in attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must exist with nanati. Ke main kuch bhi nahi hu. Ey Allah, jitna tu paak hai, itna main na paak hu. Oh Allah, how pure you are. To that proximity, I'm impure. Now, respected sisters, daily, it is a good thought that we are making our tasbihat. Or daily when we are reading our salah, we are going into ruku'. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. After witr, we sing, Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. And in the sana, at the start of our salah, Subhanak Allahumma. So many times we sing, Subhanak, 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 Subhanallah. What is this Subhanallah? It is attesting to the purity of Allah. It is attesting to the Pak Zat that Allah Ta'ala is so pure. And then, together with that, it is saying that I am impure. Ey Allah, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, when explaining this, he would say, Ey Allah, jitna tu paak hai, itna main na paak hu. Oh my Allah, how much you are pure, to I am impure. And when a person will understand themselves as impure, understand themselves as nothing, understand themselves as a clod of earth, I have come from earth, minha khalaqnakum. I will return to earth, wa fiha nu'idukum. And from dust and earth I will be raised up again. Wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Then when we have affirmed in our salah, sana, subhanakallahumma, ruku, subhana rabbil azim, sajda, subhana rabbil a'la, likewise, subhana al-malik al-quddus, likewise, subhana zil malakuti wal-jabarut, we are reading, subhanallah, subhanallah, all the time. If we have affirmed truly to subhanallah, then a person will not have problem with her husband. She will not have problem with her sister-in-law. She will not have problem with her mother-in-law. She will not have problem with anybody. How come? Already in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person has affirmed and confirmed and stamped that I am nothing. So, if somebody called me something, if somebody said, you're a silly girl or a silly woman, that person will not feel offended. Why? For the simple reason that I have thought myself as nothing. At least now they think I'm something. But alas, it's easy to say, I am nothing, and I am just a clod of earth, and I am a nachis, and I am, just a nanati. I don't matter in this world. But let somebody tell us something, there a person, the true colors come out. So, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to in reality, respected sisters, to be a nothing, and to really accept this, that I'm nothing. The heart that is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to live in the realm of non-eligibility. What is non-eligibility? That, oh my Allah, due to my weaknesses, oh my Allah, due to my incompetence, oh my Allah, due to the fact that I have not made the mark in any respect. I have the name Fatima, but oh Allah, I have not lived up to that name. I am Khadija, I am Ruqayya, I am Umm Salma, I am Hafsa, and likewise, I have got these names that represent great icons of history, but Allah have not made the mark. Oh Allah, you have exposed me to Quran, you have exposed me to Hadith, but I have not made the mark. Oh Allah, you have fed me, you have clothed me, you have housed me, you have given me air to feed, but oh Allah, I have not made the mark. So when a person understands that they have not made the mark, and they live in the realm of non-eligibility, that oh Allah, I'm not eligible. Actually, my Allah, I don't deserve to walk on the face of this earth. Actually, my Allah, I'm not supposed to be given any oxygen to. Actually, Allah, because I'm so weak, I'm not supposed to be given no food also. Allah, I'm not supposed to be given any water. That's what a big criminal I am. But Allah, as you say in the Quran Kareem, that you are Kareem. You are Kareem. What is a Kareem? What is Kareem? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the non-deserving. But the heart that is not made will live in a realm that it is made. It will think that I am deserving. When a person will think in front of Allah ta'ala that I'm not deserving, now that quality of appreciation for whatever Allah ta'ala gives will be many, many fold mastered. It will become tenfold. And respected sisters, as a person will live with non-eligibility that I'm not supposed to be getting, then respected sisters, if you get a slice of bread also, you'll want to scream and thank Allah. You'll want to cry and thank Allah. If you just get a teaspoon, when you're holding a teaspoon and you're stirring your tea, you look at the tea that got water. Oh Allah, I'm not supposed to get water. Oh Allah, I'm not supposed to have a cup also. Oh Allah, I don't deserve milk. Yet you have put so many people to work in the dairy, and today I've got milk that has come to me. Oh my Allah, how you are feeding me. Oh Allah, how you are looking after me. Oh Allah, my body is covered with warm clothing. Oh Allah, you've given me abaya, you've given me hijab, you've given me niqab. Oh Allah, I came to this program, I was wearing shoes, no stones touched my feet. Oh Allah, I'm not worthy of getting all these things. Yet you have given me this non-eligibility. Then, respected sisters, that heart now will be a heart of shukr. It will be a heart of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected sisters, those people that have tasted shukr, those people that have tasted the prizes of a person that makes shukr, only they know what they are talking about. But, like I said, this heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not reserved to any particular class of people. There was one Buzurg, and the Buzurg, he had thought somewhat different about another pious person. What he supposed to think of him, he did not think that. Probably a little bit of a negative thought or a soiled thought. And this particular person was a person who was Sahib-e-Huzuri. He would see Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and even in the daytime also, he had such blessing from Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala will open up this for him. But no sooner he spoke bad about this pious person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that now this gift, ye ne'mat salb ho gaya, it got taken away. So he tried a lot of tawbah, he tried a lot of zikr, he tried everything, as you say in the book, that how can I repair this mistake that I made? But to no avail. Until he went to another pious person and he complained of the situation, that now, what can I do? I was experiencing this connection with Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now I'm back to zero. What can I do? He said, did you speak bad about any pious person? He said, no. The person said, just think a little bit more. And it was that he realized his mistake. So then he went there, and the person told him, I forgive you. And he said, now when you go to the Rosa Mubarak, then you'll see a black woman there. And when he approached the Rosa Mubarak, this Abyssinian black woman was there. And she says, Shuf, hadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, there's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all that was returned to him. Now, the moral of the story is obviously many things. But what I want to extract from here is that even a person who may not have looked outwardly beautiful, who may not have been the ultimate of society, but she had the connection and she's saying, look, there's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this realm of achieving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for me to now fortify myself, respected sisters. It is for me to live in that condition that obviously you will interact with your parents and your husband and your brothers and sisters and children. But there's a beautiful saying in Farsi, in Persian, Dast bakar dil bayar, that you interact with people, you smile with them, feed them, whatever it is you need to do. But your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like you find a parent that got a child in an ICU, they are eating the finest of fish from the ocean, smacking fresh, but that fish got no taste because the mind is on the child in an ICU. Somebody gives her a diamond ring, Kohinoor size, but the diamond ring is having no effect. The smile is there, but it's a cardboard smile because that heart is in the ICU. Likewise, the glitter and glamour and difficulties of this world will not matter to a person when they've got a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected sisters in Islam, what is very, very important is that we spoke about beauty. Now up to now we have spoken about the beauty of heart. What is it to be in the beauty of being a mother of Islam and Deen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many responsibilities. And in the forum of 45 minutes to explore and explain every responsibility is a near impossibility, or we can just touch on headings. But for purposes of clarity and understanding, I read a verse, Innama amwalukum wa uladukum fitna. Verily your wealth and your children, they are a test to you. My Ustad Moli Suleiman Saab was explaining in his last journey. He says, how much life will put you through, or what you will go through in your life, will be to a certain limit. But one of the angles that you will be tested the most, more than your health and more than your wealth, is from the angle of your children. You will be tested through their life and what happens in their life. So when you ask Allah Ta'ala to give you a life of ease, then you must ask Allah Ta'ala also to bless your children. Respected mothers and sisters, part and parcel of the condition of adults and the condition of children is due to the tarbiyat of the parents. In other words, what type of adults you are seeing now is because how their parents probably brought them up. I'm not painting everybody with the same brush, but a lot of what you see has got to do with the parents. What type of parent am I? Just this morning I got a message from one alim, and he says, Alhamdulillah, wife gave birth to a baby. So I replied to him, Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless your bundle of joy. And Allah Ta'ala bless all your progeny that you have and to come. That's one aspect that you make dua. You notice sometime someone got 5 children. One turns out to be very, very close to Allah. The others, they're doing other things. Probably that child got the dua of somebody. And the other children got left out. So when you make dua at the time of birth, oh Allah, bless the child that is born, those that already are there, and any more to come, Allah bless them also. So if it's maqbool time, everyone get blessed. And it's not far-fetched that you can get all children blessed. Allah Ta'ala is a doer. So respected mothers and sisters, in that reply that I gave to him, when I told you Allah bless the bundle of joy, and what I just mentioned now, Then I told him that before asking Allah Ta'ala to make my children pious, in the words of Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damat Barakatum Hafizahullah, he says, may Allah make me a pious parent myself. Some time ago, I went to visit somebody that owns a plastic making factory. They make plastic bucket and jugs. You know all these things what we use by the house? They say if the mold is slightly off, the bucket don't come right. You have to put it into recycle. So when the mold is right, when the biscuit cutter is right, the biscuits will come out right. And if the nozzle is not right, it broke or it got bent, then it can't pour properly. It can't make the work come out right. Respected sisters, what is needed at this time is beautiful mothers. And again I'll say, it's not the mothers that have a pharmacy of products in the bathroom cabinets or in the beauty shelves. That's not what I'm referring to. Enough of that is in Overport already. If how much time a woman is spending with all the powders, if they can just spend it on their children, you'll see a different nation altogether. Lekin, upon a face that one day will turn to dust, we are giving so much of energy. So the beautiful mother that we are talking about is a mother that has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, once there was a great commander and he had gone to fight the army, the enemies, and he came back so quickly that his father, who was the main commander of that area, it was in Afghanistan, he said, my son let me down. Looked like he ran away from the battle. The mother said, impossible. Impossible. So when the father had the time to meet his son, who was a general, he said, better, how come you ran away from the enemy? He said, I never ran away. Abba, I went and defeated them in no time and came back. So the father was amazed. He appreciated. Then when he met his wife, now the queen or the leader's wife, he said, Begum, you know, ladies sometimes they say amazing things, you know. So he's asking her that, how you know that our son didn't turn his back to the battlefield. She says, I know. Now when a husband talks to his wife about something that is, and she says she knows, he won't stop nagging you till the cows come home. He'll have to know. So the better way, when a husband is asking something, don't play cat and mouse, talk to him straight. Anyway, he insisted, she told him that, look, I never ever fed this child, but that I was in a state of wuzu. And before feeding this child, I read Bismillah, and I read 2 rakat namaz, and then I fed your child. How can a child that drank milk from a chest like mine, whose namaz, zikr, Quran, everything is there, go and turn himself away from the battlefield? Ye kabhi nahi ho sakta hai. Now we had mothers like this in the past. Sisters, you see, children are like flour. Whatever flour you got in the house, brown flour, white flour, mazina flour, you know all these things. But bottom line, flour. Some people, they take flour and they make play-doh. Some people make scone. Some people make roti, crackly rotis. Some people make purr, you know, that for samosa, those. Look how much they can make effort on flour now. Same flour. Play-doh also can be purr. Some people with the flour, they make pastry also. And then they make phyllo pastries also. And they make such unique, fluffy, different kind of, you know, bakings. Some, they will make cake. And then they make it such unique cakes, surprise cakes. And they make Swiss rolls with it. Same flour. But you can make play-doh, you can make naan-katai also. You understand? The children are like flour. What did you make of your child? Ab tak apne beta aur beti ko kya banaya? Play-doh banaya? Till now, did you leave them on the play-doh level? What is a play-doh? When you play with it, after a while, worth nothing. You put in the bin. So, have we just taken our children lightly and fluffed them around? Every mother made some tarbiyat of their children. But how much have we made tarbiyat of them? This is a question. Now, what is tarbiyat? Today we understand what is tarbiyat. See, tarbiyat can take out things from the children. Now, if there's young people here, about 20, 25 years old, they won't know what I'm talking about. But anybody like 30 years and older in this program, they'll understand me better. But you must explain to them. You remember before we should get from fresh milk in the billy can. I got two uncles seated here. They're shaking their head. They say, Molana, what you're saying is right. Now this milk that used to come before is so rich. Today you drink the milk like water. Allah forgive. Now those days when it used to come, the first see tarbiyat of the milk. And the first thing that will come out from that, we'll get a layer of cream on top. Then, after a while, if you continue to beat the milk, you'll get buttermilk, and you'll get butter coming out. And you continue to make effort upon that, you'll get ghee. Now look at, but you get this kind of butter and that level of ghee. Makkhan, all these things come out from this one milk. But isn't it through tarbiyat? You see, before in our pantry, we should have a butter making machine. Now you don't see that. Everything is what you call Russell Hobb. Everything is G&E, General Electric. Those days no electric. The ladies used to do the work themselves. They need to go to the gym. I had substitute. Now they go on treadmill also. But still they're losing no kilos. Allah make maaf. So that butter making machine they used to use, respected sisters, you should take all these things. They should make tarbiyat on the milk. 1 5-liter milk used to come and what used to come out of that thing. Even the curry kichdi used to come out from that thing. So much of flavor there was in it. But because they knew how to work on the milk, Allah gave them the products. Our children are like milk. You can just drink them straight or you can work on them. Now what is the thing we have to work on? Work on their namaz. Muru awladakum bis salah. Tell them about namaz. And respected mothers, look, there's no child, listen carefully, there's no child, illa mashallah. You're going to tell him, Ahmad, read namaz. He won't do it. Ask people who've been through the mill. Till the time they can get married, you have to tell them about namaz. Then they'll come right. Once they come in their own life, then they get samaj, they get understanding, they get tarbiyat. Now what happens? They say, no, I told him 1-2 times, I left it after that. No. You have to continue to inform them, till that thing is drummed into them. Kome guzu, read your namaz, read in front of me. Put your postures right, make guzu correctly. Now today we haven't got all that. But the same energy, do your homework right. That time we know how to do it. Because you're looking at that, if you don't become a dentist, how is he going to earn? So tarbiyat of the children is the mother that can do this thing. The father is out there to bring the groceries, but to feed the child correct way. So respected mothers and sisters, tarbiyat in the line of salah. Then together with that, to make ta'lim in the house. And do not be deceived that ta'lim cannot benefit a child that can't understand. How many people are doing water, they say water swimming, the baby must swim. They take the small child and put it to swim. All this is happening in overpot. They understand that if you, na'udhu billah, play music next to the child, they say, no, the child get a little bit relaxed. No relaxation come from music. Yes, you play Quran next to the child. You put the child in ta'lim. He might not understand the words, but the effect of it come in the heart. You say, how is this possible? Up to now, sisters, you are hearing this bayan through a speaker. Do you know how the speaker is made? But it's working, isn't it? You don't need to know how it's made. You just need to get the sound. So, to the heart of the child is something. So when you're having ta'lim, even a sleeping baby, take them in an environment. Like in Makkah Sharif, when you're walking, you don't have to buy that oud. You just walk past the shop and you get the smell of that oud, isn't it? The child will get the smell of ta'lim. Respected sisters, tarbiyat of the child on sunnat. Better, have you got a miswak? Are you making the dua for miswak? Where is your miswak? Today, the parents, because they know how much braces cost, they say, brush your teeth, don't sleep without that. Huh? I see when they go in Jamaat also, certain people, hey, they must brush their teeth. It's good, I'm not saying don't do it. But miswak, to get light on the face, to die with iman, where is our child's miswak? I ask you, think for yourself right now, where is your child's miswak? Can't find it. It's not there. Teach the children the dua for miswak. Allahumma tahhir fami, wa nawwir qalbi, wa tahhir badani, wa harrim jasadi minan nar. Respected sisters, Allah Ta'ala alone knows what is the course up ahead, where the ummah is going. But as parents, like we want them to be financially secured, we need also that our children must know, to the barakat of 2 rakat namaz, I can take from the treasures of Allah. I don't want to talk anything negative. This is a platform of da'wat and tabligh and tashkil. But if any people want to hold up food, nobody can stop it if our child knows, Allahumma akfirli zambi wa si'li fi dari wa barikli fi riski. Allah will open up the way. Nobody can stop the risk of our child if they know Surah Waqia. Nobody can stop the risk of our child if they are making the salah. Nahnu narzukuk wal aqibatu littaqwa. So up ahead, whatever plans the people got, but our child also got a plan of how to take from Allah. Then the same Allah that is aware of them. Remember this verse of the Quran. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? What a verse. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for you? So our children at the moment, for the journey up ahead, like you give them, you know, sandwiches for the journey to Joburg, you give them lemonade and tissues, and it's a little bit, you know, stock sweets. You're going to Joburg. You need a patkos on the way. What is a patkos once we close our eyes for our children? Teach them that you can take Allah. Respected sisters, this is the beauty of motherhood. Ke apna aulaad ko Allah ke taalluq sikhao. Apna aulaad ko Allah se lene wale banao. Teach your children how to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then mothers and sisters, when you're leaving this world, you can leave with a smile. Imagine, I beg for correction, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is asking, what you left for the children behind? He said, I left them with Surah Waqia, they'll sort themselves out. Today, obviously, we're not saying leave the children kangal and bankrupt. But the worry of every parent is, what will happen to my child in front? How my child going to survive when so many avenues are being blocked? You can fill in the blanks what I'm saying. You can read between the lines. But sisters, we don't have to worry. If you take your children and tell them, look, this is Quran, this is Hadith, and this is a manat of deen, I can assure you, sisters, the ummah has gone to more turbulent conditions than you have ever seen now. Yet with these particular sailing features, Allah Ta'ala took them out in a jiffy out of their problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of every situation. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. These are verses of the Quran. Don't you know Allah Ta'ala is watching? Inna Allah alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah knows what's in the heart. So whatever is going on in this world, no matter how much is being magnified, and that heart problem is personified now, that is, you know, it's a magnanimous problem. But if you concentrate our children in the line of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ki Allah hamare karsaz hai, نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا وَالْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومِ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Oh my child, there's something called Salatul Hajat. Oh my child, there's something called Salatul Shukr. There's something called Salatul Toba. You want risk and barakat, there's something called chash namaz. You want your work to become easy, there's something called Ishraq. You want nafil sawab ibadat, there's something called awabin. You want to take from the treasures of Allah for your health and wealth and for your dunya and akhirat. Oh my child, there's something called tahajjud. My mothers and sisters, up to now, kya humne apne aulaad ke saath kabhi ye wasiyat kiya? To this date, have we taken our children categorically? I'm not just saying sarsari taur par, you know, by the way. But in categoric system, where you take your child, you know, seriously, listen to me, Aisha. Listen to me, Muhammad, listen to me, Yusuf. I'm telling you, listen. Getting the attention, not with something in the hand to play with. Put that thing down. Listen to your mother. That up ahead is a journey for which I'm giving you the life jacket, for which I'm giving you the awe of life. I'm showing you how to handle the sails, because I don't know which direction the wind is going to come from. But if these tools you got, oh my child, Allah Ta'ala will make your rehnumai, and your direction to the pot that is coming in front. My sisters, this is what you call a beautiful mother. This only to touch the subject of beauty. It took 45 minutes. Still there's a beautiful wife. Still there's a beautiful daughter. Still there's a beautiful sister. Those are different talks that will come in his time. Lekin ma behno, we are going to leave this gathering in a short while. This now will be Zohar Salah. I want you to leave from here today with some better understanding than you had. That from now, my life and my health and my heart and my understanding and my feelings and abilities and capabilities are not mine no more. I have now done a deposit into the bank account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a bank account of servitude. And oh Allah, I'm going to serve your cause of deen to the best of my ability. I will not let the situation around me bother me. Because Allah ta'ala, you are aware of it and you can sort it out. But in this condition, I will make my iman strong. I will make my ibadah strong. I will make my mamulat strong. And I will make my muasharat strong. And I'll make my akhlaqiyat strong. Oh Allah, I'll work on my iman, I'll work on my worship, I'll work on social dealings, my business dealings, and my character. These are, and I'll work on this. Keeping this in front, I will bring in my life more power, more learning and teaching, ta'lim and ta'allum. I will increase my zikrullah, and remember what I said about subhanallah. I will increase my ibadat, and I will increase my zikr and khidmat and service to mankind. Respected sisters, just look. No one will taste death. Till 60 or 70 years old. Is there anything more to do now in life? Once we have reached a certain age, let us get the message. So respected sisters, let us now make ourselves fight for the sake of deen, and I will do ta'lim in my house, and I will continue to come for the weekly ta'lims, and at the same time, the moment things are a little bit relaxed, we will go out in Mastura Jamaat. And the moment things are relaxed, we let our men go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters can make that tashkil, and if there are 5 sisters that have come today, then make a niyat that next week each one will bring 1. So next week will become 10. How easy it is. How easy it is to get a person to do something. Huh? In your language I'm saying, they say when you speak to Arabs, talk to them about camels. Huh? Today you find a certain dessert, just go wild in Durban. One person made it. Whole world is talking panna cotta. What happened now? They say, one person made it. She put the outcome of that thing on the 1-2 pictures without mura. She put it there. Hey, what an easy thing. So nice it came out. Then it's in Overport, then it is in Asheville, then it's in Westville, and then it's reaching Azadville also. How? They make zikr, you see. So this ladies' ta'lim also, you must know how to market it. Go and tell them that I went for this ladies' ta'lim. I learned the beauty of a woman. I went to a Ruhani beautician that they showed her beautiful. And you find sisters, when she will hear that, next week she'll also want to come. May Allah ta'ala accept those responsible sisters that know how to make tashkil, the brief tashkil that I make, ta'lim at home, weekly ta'lim to come every. The moment things are relaxed, we're going to go Mastura Jamaat and let our men go in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. O Allah, anoint us with the true beauty that we're supposed to have. Allah anoint us with the true akhlaq that we're supposed to have. O Allah, save us from wrong and keep us on the sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, let us be true mothers to our children. Accept us for our da'wat, ta'lim, ta'allum, zikr, ibadat and khidmat. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our life. O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all our shortcomings, forgive us. O Allah, we are not eligible. We are weak, Ya Allah. Yet you have granted us so much. Increase your ni'mats upon us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. O Allah, all the people of this particular complex that made arrangement for this program to take place. O Allah, from the elders to the youngsters, sabku barkat nasib farmade. Allah, bless each and everyone in this whole family of this complex. And Allah, use them for the sake of deen and all of us throughout the world. Ameen. Bi rahmatik ya rahmar rahim.